exit 4 Mike.
Hey, you want to come and get that ladder again?
Remember what I ask you to do to me, I'm going to do to you, buddy. Good morning, Mr. Bob.
Hey, good morning, Tom. How you doing?
K&4 LBO says hello. We're on our way to testing.
Well, good morning. And hopefully everybody brings you an apple and gets an A-plus on the test.
Where are you at, Tom? K&4 BWA. Good morning, Bob.
185-276 Junction.
Well, I just passed you. I'm riding down 385. I'm probably 4 or 5 miles south of the Lowe's in Simpsonville.
Good. I was thinking about your portable operation there. You should call Ariel and find out what he uses for his summits on the air activations. And find out what he's doing. He can probably point you to the best antenna setup that you might be able to find, because he does a lot of that.
Yeah, I already know that he uses a long wire, and he's already gotten toasted by a park ranger one time just for simply stringing a wire up in a tree. And, you know, that just depends on the individual park ranger. So, yeah, that's a possibility, but I'd kind of like to stay with something a little more compact. But I will check with him. That's good advice.
I'll see what he's doing. Talk to David Day about magnetic loops, and they might be able to get you something. I think that antenna that you showed me the other day is a myth. There is no magic antenna. I don't believe anyway. But that's a lot of money to spend on an antenna that may or may not work. But anyway, go ahead, Tom.
Driving. We call it a party now. All three of us in here together. Where are you going this morning, Bob?
To get several different cuts of meat. I'm going to get the smoker going this weekend.
You are always going to Ingles, Bob.
I like fresh food, and I shop every day and do about 95% of the cooking at my house. So I go in the morning, and I get everything nice and fresh and start with fresh food.
You know who he sounds like, Tom? He sounds like the other Tom, M0TR.
We're doing testing and going to the house to mow and work on the pool, and we can kind of drag feet until a little bit later whenever that cooker's done, and we just stroll on up for dinner and let her play around in your ham shack.
Well, you can do that. You got to climb the ladder, though. Today I'm actually going to do some beef jerky, some candied bacon, and some lollipop drumsticks. And then tomorrow I'm going to do a whole pork loin.
Jerky, Bob, do you dry it?
The smoker after I season it.
My wife does some jerky. She uses one of those dehydrators.
Dehydrator, actually, I think I just gave it away to my son, but I have or had a dehydrator, and that's a very good way to do it. I prefer to use my smoker, but you know, there's lots of ways. You can actually do it in the oven if you want to. There's a lot of ways to do it. I just like the I just like to hang around out there by the smoker and that kind of stuff. So but there's lots of ways you can do it. I've made good jerky in the dehydrator.
End of the busy season. I've got the national convention Tampa coming up, and daggone it, K&4 LBO just put in for vacation so she could go down and hang out and be bored. I'm going, you're wasting time. But her vacation for Sedco has been approved, so she will be with me there.
Sedco is going to be good this year, I got a feeling.
It was good every year.
That's true. So they shortened boot camp a little bit, and that gives everybody a little bit more time. And six presenters on Saturday for the convention. So, and there will be a banquet. with thinner, so should be a good time.
Try to make it up for at least part of the Saturday
hotel room, so looking forward to it.
Well, listen, guys, I'm headed south towards Columbia, and I'm going to get weak, and I will talk to you guys again soon. And 73, KN4, BWAF, clear, y'all carry on.
Steve, have a good trip, and be careful. We'll catch you when you get back. Tom, I'm pulling into Ingalls. You guys have a good test session, and I will catch you both later on. S-73s. ND7J, Ingalling.
And Steve, whenever you're making one of them trips, you're going to have to give me a heads up, because I'll give you directions, and you can just come by and have breakfast with us. but you be careful out there, and we'll talk to you a little bit later. 73, KZ4 and Mobile.
04, WTF, Mobile.
For WCF, this is N0TR. My name is Tom. You're out early.
Good morning, Tom. This is Todd. It's KO4WT, Tango F. I think you might have said C and Charlie, or else I'm just a little tired from trying to get out early this morning. You're correct. I'm on my way to the Saluda River in Pelzer to do a little fishing. So I guess maybe some people would say I'm not out early enough.
Well, that would be correct. But anytime you go fishing is a good time. Sound like a wonderful day coming up for you. As long as you get out there before noon, it gets awful hot. Well, we're just headed down to the fruit stand here in Taylor's, and so I'll just be here for a short time, but good luck on the fishing today. Even if you don't catch any, it's a good day.
Today, I only got about an hour and a half, maybe 2 hours, but I'm going out on a kayak fishing, and it'll be only the second time I've ever went out on a kayak fishing, and fishing is relaxing, kayaking is relaxing, and you put the two together, and I don't know if it gets much better.
Well, I wish I was able to do that. I'm 73 years old, and if I got into one, I'd never get out. but that sounds wonderful. Well, my nephew's back in Kansas, and they're fishing on the old home place farm pond, and he sent me some pictures yesterday of it, and I envy you both. Well, Todd, I gotta go because we're getting up here and getting ready to turn in to Fisher's Orchard here and see if they got some peaches. And the grandkids and the kids are coming over today, so it's going to be a good day for us to 73, and talk to you later. It's N0TR.
Thanks for answering, and you have a great time finding some peaches, and enjoy all the kids and grandkids and everything else, and you have yourself a great Father's Day weekend.
Do you have your kayak set up for fishing, or is it actually a fishing kayak? KZ4M Mobile.
A very cheap Walmart-style lifetime kayak that I have, since going fishing in it once, I went ahead and put an anchor trolley on it. I've added two rod holders. And I made like a little makeshift webbing that I can put carabiners on to attach stuff to so they don't float away if I roll over.
You just got to make sure you stay upright.
I haven't tipped it over yet, but I kind of feel like kayaks are like motorcycles. You know, there's ones who have put them over and there's ones who are going to. So every time I get in that thing, I look around and make sure everything's tied down and or floatable.
A two-person that I've got to get the YL in, but I put her in front and let her do all the work. I was spear, but I hadn't got her in it yet.
Nice two-seater earlier this year, mainly to put the 8-year-old in. So that we can go kayaking as a family. So we got two one-seaters and one two-seaters. and it's a pretty good time, but I can't wait for the youngest to be able to paddle on his own. Then maybe I can put the wife in the front seat, and we can just enjoy each other's company for a while.
Well, he's about the size of a 12-year-old, so... she can about just put her fingers over in the water and paddle with her hands.
The biggest thing about that is you're going to be paddling something that's rear end heavy and the front sticking out of the water and the back end's about sunk if you're anything like me, and that's just not very efficient, but it's still better than about anything else going on right now.
That remark, but yeah, I've had a hard time trying to find a booster seat for a kayak.
I had to take my son's booster seat out of the car, and I just happened to throw it in my kayak in the garage, because with three kayaks and everything else in there, it gets crowded to put stuff, and it looks kind of funny. It almost made me want to do that just for giggles.
Physically challenged. She's 4'11", and standing on her tippy toes.
She'll be 5'2". She's really like 5'1" on a good day. And I'm about 6'1", so there's a little bit difference there as well.
She's small, but she's one pistol packing mama.
I'll head off to this morning, or are you just sitting at home?
The ease. We're on our way to administer testing this morning.
Who's doing that out today?
Thing in Greenville.
Is it expecting a decent turnout? Do you have any idea how many people are going to show up?
No, until it's over. Sometimes we'll get blasted and have a bunch of people. We teach classes also, and when the class ends up, finalizes, we sometimes will have somewhere between 12 and 24. But usually we got maybe 3 or 4. We normally have more VEs than we have test takers.
Good too, because I figure stuff like that, the more people you have there as VEs, the more people the test takers might start talking to, because you and I both know that test, especially when you get in the tech, that test doesn't mean anything other than here's a piece of paper that says you're able to go learn, and the more people you talk to, the more you're going to learn in the long run.
It's a never-ending learning experience. That's one of the things I like about it.
Say that you don't spend that much money on it, but you do end up spending a lot of money. The thing I like is once you get one set up, you're good for a while. Once you buy it, you don't have to spend money to go play radio. You spend all your money up front.
Doesn't take gas, and you can do it in your underwear. You don't have to continuously buy new lures, and I'm a bass fisherman too, so I know what that's like. I have to put fuel in the boat, because unfortunately I wouldn't get very far with the kayak, not in a bass tournament. But well, Todd, we are almost destinating to where we can get a biscuit this morning, so you have fun out there and be careful on the water. It was good talking to you. And I'll just go ahead and say 73 and be clear on your final. Let's see if I can remember this. KO4, is it Whiskey Tango X-ray? Kilo Z4 Mike, 73.
For Mike, it's KO4 Whiskey Tango Foxtrot, which once you got that now, once you've actually heard it, it's going to be pretty easy to remember. And just for the record, it is my initials. So you have a great day. I just pulled over real quick because I'm getting ready to dive down into a low section to hit the lake. So you have a great day, too. I'm going to say 73, and I'm going to be clear. KO4 WTF.
Well, NGOTR.
We have testing this morning. This is T2, KZ4M.
Well, that gentleman, Todd, sounds like he's going to have a good time. Boy, I wish I was able to do something like that. That sounds like a winner. Unless they roll over in them. I heard where there was 3 tubers went over a dam someplace this last week. That'd be a bad situation, too. Wow, here's a car right in front of me, and it's got about 15 or 20. I don't know if it's 2x6s on the roof of it. I hope I stay there. So where are you headed, Tom, fishing?
I've been in circles trying to find someplace to get biscuits.
Well, Bernice wanted to go down and get some used peaches here this morning, and they didn't have any yesterday. And she's making a peach pie, and she had some that were ripe, but these, they got a shelf back there that has what I call the used peach area. It's the ones that are ripe or got a little damage on them, and that's what she needed, so... We went down there before I even shaved or anything. Just had a cup of coffee and a couple of Aldi's cookies.
I heard you in there talking to Todd a little earlier. We coming up 385 this morning, talking to Bob and Steve. Everybody's out and about this morning. Some activity on the repeater.
What are they up to this morning? I talked to Bob a couple of days ago.
Bob was on his way to see Bob Ingles, and Steve was on his way south. So, well, Tom, we have designated here. We're going to try to grab us a biscuit before testing. You tell Miss Bernice I said hello, and you guys be careful out there. And we'll talk to you sometime, hopefully a little not sooner than later, anyway. 73, KZ4M Mobile.
Well, we had biscuits and gravy last night for our supper because we'd been busy all day. I'm mowing grass, etc. 73's Tom, and you and yours have a great breakfast this morning, KZ4M, N0TR, clear.